all meteor showers work just like rainstorms. You're traveling down the highway, and first of all, you get some drops, raindrops on your windshield, and then eventually you get the heavy downpour, and then as you're moving out of the cloud, the raindrops get lighter again. Well, same thing at the meteor shower. We have this cloud of debris in the sky, the leftover material of Comet Swift Tuttle, pretty well mostly the size of a grain of sand, but it's a very wide, wide path. So we're getting into the thicker part of that debris field, again, on the night of the 12th into the morning of the 13th. So that's why we're seeing more leading up to that date and then less after that date.